The Constitutional Court decision today to grant SASSA's application to extend the invalid CPS contract for another 6 months is yet another lifeline for the failing agency. Although the DA has always been resistant to the unlawful CPS contract, we respect the court's decision as it was ultimately made in the best interest of the almost 800 cash payment social grants beneficiaries. This decision by the court today has yet again averted a potential crisis, but it is now time for SASSA to get its house in order and institutionalize the payment of social grants. The DA will continue to monitor the situation, and we maintain that all those involved in this avoidable crisis, including Dodging Dlamini, should be held personally liable for the legal costs.